Now this morning, we're in that time of the year when you get a kind of longer break from myself or Pastor Dennis from listening to us repeatedly week in, week out. And we're very privileged this morning. As you know, our church takes very seriously our investment, not in, only into local missions. As you know, that part of our philosophy here at this church is to really bring the gospel to this local community. But also, we take very seriously Jesus' commission to us to bring the gospel to the ends of the earth. And so we're very privileged as a church to be able to partner with several missionaries from different organizations, as well as with those organizations directly. And today we have the privilege of having not just one, but two of the missionaries that we, three, I should say, actually two families of missionaries that we support as a church through Overseas Missionary Fellowship. Overseas Missionary Fellowship concentrates its ministry in Asia. And this morning, we're going to have Bill Stevens and Kwai Lin, who do ministry in Mongolia, share a little bit of their experiences. And then Dennis Reed and his wife, Christina, are here. Dennis will be sharing about their ministry in overseas in Asia. And we're very excited. Many of you know that, well, I'll let them speak for themselves. But this morning, I want to let's give a warm welcome to Bill and Kwai Lin.
Grab this. Hello, Chinese of Christ. Thank you so much for having us here today. And this church was supporting me ever since I did ministry when I lived in the inner city in the Tenderloin 27 years ago. And we just found out recently that some of the women in the church were actually praying for me for a good wife, and here she is. We've been serving in Mongolia since 94, and your church has always stood with us. Next slide. And just within the last year, had a very exciting trip to the reindeer herders. We have to go on horseback, but 1 day, 2 days to reach this unreached people. I never knew that learning how to ride horses in the Oakland Hills many years ago, that would serve me in ministry many years later. You just never know what experiences God's going to use in your life to prepare you for ministry. You just never know what God will put into your life to prepare you for ministry. And so, next slide. So, these Mongolian pastors invited me, and it was exciting that Pastor Allenbayer next to me, that, so when I was Dean of Student Affairs in the Bible College years ago, 15 years ago, he was head of the student body in this Christian Bible College. So we go back many years, and so he's head of the MEA, Mongolian Evangelical Alliance, now, and pastoring a church. So he invited me to go with them. And we actually brought, we worked with local government, brought rock salt for the health of the reindeer because they get sick. This morning we sang about creation, you know, what does creation long for? And we believe God cares even for reindeer too. And so we brought this rock salt. And of course we also share the gospel with people next. And like families like this live in teepees. Very far away, very remote, many of whom never heard of the gospel before. There's a woman who made a profession of faith. Next slide. Now you see this man here, just as we're getting on our horses and our guides already heading up the valley, this man said to us, his name was Nara. Nara said, my ear's closed, I can't hear out of my one ear. Would you pray for me? And so this pastor and I prayed, we laid hands on him and prayed for Nara. And when he prayed, he said, my ear opened, I can hear. Praise God. Okay, well, you think we'd share the gospel more at this point, but already our guys are getting further and further away up the valley and we'll be lost. And we were lost once before. And finding, these are nomads, so they move around. So it's not a set place where they are. We have to go, bye. But later on, this guy went. He had to travel to town, and so he met with the pastor, and the pastor reminded him about how we had prayed. And then the pastor explained the gospel of Jesus fully, and this man prayed to receive Jesus. So God cares for men like Nara. Next slide. And it was a good time of mentoring. And as we're riding horseback, there was a dog walking with us, following us. And so I said to our guide, "Oh, he must be hungry. You know, dogs are always hungry and always want food." And the guy said, "No, he's following us for protection." I said, "Protection? What's a dog want protection from?" "It'll from the wolves, of course. Because he knows if he stays with us, he's not going to be eaten by wolves." And I said, "That dog is smarter than many Christians. We Christians need to stick together." So a great time of mentoring. Okay, next slide.
Many years ago, Bill worked as an English teacher. The lady there in 1995 was Bill's English student while she is a high school teacher. And she knew nothing about Jesus, but she had a number of miscarriages, cannot bear a child. So after she got to know us, 1 year she had a baby that was born and the baby died. And it was at that time that Bill and I also have lost our third child. She came crying and asking us, "Do you know where your baby gone?" And I told her, "I do." But she doesn't. So we visited her and then tell her about Christ, and she received the Lord. Next slide. After she became a Christian, from her own experience, she had a passion for the children in Mongolia, where so many of them have never heard Christ. So we helped her find a job in World Vision. And through World Vision, she became the team leader for almost 70 leaders that reach out to children, that provide care for children. But she had never been trained to do children's work. So oftentimes, I will go and do training for her. So almost 10 years, I worked with her and then helped her finish a master degree in children at risk. And she did that through Malaysia Bible Seminary and also Compassion International. Then later she continued the work, and she's now doing the training that I have been doing. So she took over almost everything that I did. The next slide. So she's also representing Mongolia for many international conference for 4-14 windows. That means ages 4 to 14 years old, where you reach out to this group of children. She organized every year a prayer for Mongolia, children's prayer. That is 1,000 children praying together. Every year that's happening in Mongolia now. So, and then the last picture there is that she is sharing her own testimony, and she's helping to teach, including sometimes teaching foreigners about children ministry in Mongolia. So this story is just to share with you that thank you for many years of your support. We would not have been able to bring transformation in the life of the next generation of the Mongolian leaders. So we are very privileged to be able to work with Mongolians like that through your support. Thank you so much.
Bill and Kwan, we are very privileged as a church to partner with you, and so encouraged not only by your presence here, but also your faithful ministry.